The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I'm your host, Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. This show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. And so most weeks, you know, I have guest speakers on who will guide you through different topics that can heal and change your life. You can connect with me at ChellaZappia.com or email me at ChellaZappia@outlook.com. And again, that's Chella, C-E-L-L-A. I'd always love to hear from you. And again, if you have any questions today, please give us a call. The show number to call in is 866-472-5792. And you can also find me on Facebook at Chella Zappia. And before I get into the show, I just want to mention to everybody that today is going to be my last live show for a while, at least for the summer, taking some time off. So you can find all of the shows that I have done still on Voice America. My host page is still there. All the shows are archived. You can also go to my website and pull up the shows. And I also love to hear from you. I mean, if there's any show topics that you have that in the future you'd like for me to do or you need any information, I'm still doing my thing. I'm still around. I'm still blogging. I'm still working. But I'm just taking some time to kind of do a couple other ventures. So I will miss my 4 o'clock time slot with everybody. But I'm here. And hopefully we'll be back. So today we're going to be talking about spiritual healing, basically. And my guest today is medium Lisa Milioraces. And Lisa Milioraces is a psychic medium, speaker, author, Reiki master, and senior account manager at a well-known employee benefits firm. Born with the ability to channel, she instinctively followed her internal guidance and fine-tuned her abilities until she became an accomplished medium with a lifetime of experiences. Lisa channels publicly in large seminars, small groups, and private individual sessions throughout the country. She has appeared on multiple radio broadcasts, newspaper articles, and for Believers Only TV show. You can read about Lisa's early journey in being light-driven, finding inner guidance. Her ability to bridge communications from those on the other side has helped many clients find comfort and healing. In the book Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, she brings awareness to internal guidance and guides you to embrace your voice to formulate your own unique balance. And you can get more information about Lisa at www.2communicate.net. And Lisa will also give you other links later and ways to get in touch with her. So welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Oh, I love your work. You're awesome. And so for everybody knowing, I have been seen Lisa several years ago, probably 4 years ago now. I was in a group setting and was able to experience Lisa's ability through a big group, which was incredibly fascinating and a lot of fun. And then just recently, Lisa did a private reading for me, and I'm really glad she did because, and we're going to talk about that a little bit as to why maybe getting in touch with somebody with the abilities Lisa has is so healing to you, what it can provide for you, and not just healing and comfort, but for me, it provided the opportunity to understand that I was on the right path, that my spiritual healing is taking the right course. And the spirits also gave me information on things that I still should work on. And also to know that I was protected and I'm loved and they're there for me. So it was a really great opportunity. And there was a lot of validations. There's a lot of aha moments when you get these readings and it's kind of amazing when you hear some things, you go, oh my gosh, how did they know that? Well, they know. So that's what Lisa's going to talk to us today about. So Lisa, let's kind of start in the past though. Not, you know, I know everybody has some intuitive ability, but not everybody has the kind of ability you do. So I'm really curious, at what age did you notice had something different going on?
Well, in the first book, Being Light Driven, Finding Inner Guidance, I talk about my earlier experiences. And I noticed that around 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old, with different experiences happening, I had a visitation from what I call the white thing. But it was unusual experiences. I kind of tossed to the side of my parents thought overactive imagination or everybody has ESP. It wasn't until I was in my 20s did I actually realize that I was communicating to the other side, because it takes a while. And all along, spirit had been guiding me and teaching me, which kind of brings us up to this point now. I've been channeling publicly for about 10 years. I've been doing it privately since I was in. So I'm 55 now, so over 30 years I've been doing it between privately and publicly. And the communication is very healing, as you had said before. And everybody has a different need, if you will. Everybody's individual, yet we are the same. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. So we are physical and non-physical. And when somebody comes to me, many clients come because they want to just hear that their loved one is okay and that they've made it into the light. And others feel like they need to make that one last connection to make some closure. So everybody has a different reason. And whether or not you're in a group setting and you get a specific reading or you watch others get connections, it has a benefit because you are actually getting that validation that our loved ones are still around us in the next dimension and that they are hearing us, seeing us, communicating with us through the non-physical. And that's where the spiritual guidance, trusting the voice within, comes in, because it's all encompassing. One thing has to do with the other, is because by everybody is psychic, everybody has an ability, everybody can have an after-death communication. But to have the awareness and open yourself up to your inner voice can have many benefits, whether it be to just have enough joyful and easy life to trust your gut instincts, or to open up to a spirit guide, or to have connections. It's the same platform.
Well, I have a question. So when you first had this gift, I mean, now you see this is your life path. This is what you're meant to do on this earth. But when at the time, when you were younger, did it scare you? Did you understand it? I mean, was this kind of scary, or were you always comforted by spirit?
I never really understood it, but I was comforted because it didn't make me, it always gave me a feeling of love. Now, when I was very, very young, I was afraid because I would see shadows in my room. And you hear children talk about the boogeyman all the time. I have a whole chapter on listening to your children, because, and that's another reason why it's good, because to bring this awareness to people, it makes them understand their children a little better, or maybe themselves, if they had an experience. What is really an experience and what is imagination? Or what is your thought and what is an inner voice? You know, there's a subtle difference.
And when did you decide to come out and be public with your speaking, where you weren't, you know how we all have things we do, and there's, you know, you don't want to talk to anybody about it. You don't want anybody to think you're strange or different or weird. When did you feel comfortable with that?
Well, don't forget, it was over 10 years ago, so it wasn't popular. And at the time that I came out, it was just when we were starting to see John Edward on TV. So it was slightly before that, I decided, or around that time, I decided to come out of the closet, if you will. And it was given to me through meditation and guidance that I could either help a few or help many. And I had gone to another medium's workshop, and I had gone with my friends and family. And during the break, I had left to go somewhere, and the lady in front was talking to my mother, overheard my mother talking about me, and says, well, do you think she would read me? So I had just had that message the 2 days before, And when I came back to my seat, I said, you know what? This is what they were talking about. So when the workshop was over, I read her and it had a great reception. And then I started doing it again in people's homes. I was very nervous at the time because I didn't know how it was going to be received. But over time, I got that confidence. I know to trust spirit. I know how to make that connection now. So it was a very gratifying experience.
Well, it's really beautiful how you do your sessions, how you explain to everybody, you know, at the beginning of the session, how you pray and how you explain exactly what's going on. And I guess a good question maybe some people are thinking about, I know there could be confusion, is what is the difference between a psychic and a medium, or is there even a difference?
Well, I think everybody is psychic and everybody can get a connection. I think it's the intention of the practitioner, if you will. So there's many people that do a tool of cards or whatever their tool may be, and maybe their intention is to give you insight into your future. Whereas my intention is to give you the understanding and comfort to know that your loved ones are still here in the next dimension and hopefully give you messages and validations from them. Now, what gets a little confusing to people is that the spirit world's around us like in the air that we breathe. It's in the next dimension, and that dimension's of a higher frequency. So there's no sense of time. So when validations are given, it could be past, present, or future. So mm-hmm. when something hasn't happened yet, people think you're telling the future. But in my mind and in my intention, the practice that I do, it's a validation of that message that was given.
Right. So, and that's what happened during the reading, which was really, really great. Things that, some things you told me were definitely validations of, or even things that my husband and I had been thinking about doing.
Nice,
but
nice.
I haven't
that's
done
great.
It yet. And I feel I have that little sense like painting the bathroom. I'm like, oh gosh, now they're watching. We have to do this. They're going to hold me accountable for this. So that's kind of.
They do watch you, but they don't hold you accountable.
So I'm glad that you explained that. And I do agree that everybody has the intuition. Everybody has ability inside of them. It's just listening and tuning into yourself. And that's part of, I think, spiritual healing and growth. And we got to have a couple of minutes before break. So I have one question. Maybe we can get it in before we take our break. How do you, you know, when you're, I'm sure a lot of people will think this. I know I've thought this before. How do you close yourself off from the spirit world so you can just live your life?
It's a very good question. When I was starting out, I had that problem with pop-ins, meaning that I would get messages to give to people at coworkers or someone that I was around. But by meditating every day, I give spirit their chance to connect with me. And then most of the rest of the day is for me.
Oh, wow. So they know they have their special time.
That's
you
right.
don't have to worry
That's
about right. them. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Sometimes there's a need and it happens, or an impromptu, as I call it. But most of the time, I have what I think is a normal life.
Right. Well, and I'm sure it is very normal because you do so many normal things. But to maybe somebody else, they'd be like, wow, that's kind of unusual. So before break, I'd like people to know how they can connect to your site, how they can reach you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, my website is www.2communicate.net, and you can email me at lisa@2communicate.net. If you go on the website, you'll see a tab that has groups and sessions, and those are for standard sessions. And if you go to calendar page, they're public venues. For example, next Saturday, the 21st of June, I'll be in Tarpon Springs doing a channeling event. That would be listed on the calendar page, whereas the private group sessions and Skype sessions would be on the group and the session page.
Perfect. So people, check it out. See what you can set up, because she's amazing. Amazing. And
thanks.
So so we're getting ready for break, and I'm Chella Zappia, and you can find me at chellazappia.com or at Facebook at Chella Zappia, and we will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sit back. Close your eyes. Relax. Have you explored the possibilities of yoga? It transcends time, space, and culture. It has healing properties, and it can be done by anyone. Tune in to Yoga Begins Now with Mark and Heather Cherie Titus. Mark and Heather are the team behind the Sedona Yoga Festival. Our program will bring yoga out of the studio and into your life with lively discussions, special guests, and an in-depth exploration of modern yoga. Yoga Begins Now. Join us every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you, a loved one, or someone you know living with a traumatic brain injury? For the latest cutting-edge information and services, tune in to Brain Train with host Gail Taylor. Our program will showcase the different services available for cognitive rehabilitation and behavior therapy, as well as talk with the professionals, families, and recipients of these services to keep you up to date on the latest developments. Brain Train can be heard live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Welcome back, and I am Chella Zappia, and today we are speaking with medium Lisa Milioraces, and really having an awesome conversation about Lisa's ability to channel spirit and how healing it is and the different formats that she actually channels in, which Lisa will speak more about because she does all sorts of different venues. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I've often heard that once you cross over to the other side, you're kind of free. I mean, they're almost like kids up there playing games and, you know, having fun and stuff. I don't know. Is that true? I mean, they're free.
In a sense, you're free of your body. So a lot of times it's come through that people who maybe they've had a struggle or they've had an illness, and as soon as they transition, they do feel a freedom. They do feel light. They hear your thoughts. They hear your prayers. It's an etheric dimension. So it is a freeing experience compared to that of the human experience.
Yeah. So any illness, I mean, for the listening audience who might wonder, you know, gosh, my loved one suffered so much on the earth while they were here, can they rest assured that once they've crossed over, there's no suffering?
No, there is not. What it's been communicated to me is that prior to coming into this earth, the earth is like a university for soul growth. You pick your parents, you pick your believe it or not, I love telling my children they pick their parents. But you pick your parents, you pick your entrance point, you pick your exit point, and you pick different areas along your timeline of life that are meant to be for your soul growth, for your learning. And how you get to those different areas is through your free will, the easy way or the hard way. So this is a university for learning, and people that you meet and synchronicities that happen of people that you meet, a lot of them are meant to be. So once you transition and you go back to what is natural or the rebirth, some people call it death, I call it transition or rebirthing on the other side, and you're typically met with your guide and you go through what they consider to be a life review where you look at what it was that you learned through your actions, your thoughts, your whatever your interactions were, not just for yourself, but those that are around you. And there's a lot of healing that takes place with that. And a lot of times during group sessions or with private sessions, a soul will come through and they will apologize for this or that because they didn't realize that their words were actually hurting somebody else on the feeling level, because everything is a symbolic language. Mm-hmm. It's made off of your thoughts and your prayers and how things feel. Spirit doesn't see putting on airs. They see down to how you feel in your heart.
Yeah, and a lot of that came through in the reading you did for me. And also, what I want people to know, for at least my personal experience, was that, you know, I do pray and I ask for protection a lot, especially with Archangel Michael. And you sometimes wonder, you know, are they really listening to me? Am I really being protected? And it was really amazing during my personal reading that all of a sudden Lisa said, oh, Archangel Michael is coming in. Yeah. And he's just showing his presence and just saying, he's, oh, you know, he hears you and he's around you. And I almost fell over. You know, Lisa would never have known that I do that. So it was just such validation that I was being listened to.
And that's great validation. Thank you for sharing that. They do hear your thoughts and your prayers. So a lot of times people will say, well, you know, they didn't get an opportunity to make it to the hospital before someone transitioned. And it will come through that they did hear them afterwards and they did hear what they were saying. So it's very comforting to some people to be able to make that acknowledgement with a validation.
Yeah, it was. The other comforting thing for me as a mother with two teenage boys and a stepdaughter was the fact that, you know, I asked my guides, all my spirit guides, to protect as well and to watch over my children. And they came through that they actually are. And with validation of specific ones that I could point out that I've, you know, kind of guessed I knew who they were when they were on this earth. So that was really, I thought, really cool. And really, it made me feel so good as a mom, kind of like, okay, good. You know, I have other sets of eyes out there watching them. So
well, what's really kind of important, though, I think to understand is that we're talking about the other dimension and how we are spiritual beings as well on earth, is that we're taught, and I talk about this a little bit in the book, Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within. We are physical and non-physical. And from the time that we're born in our growing up with our parents, we're taught how to take care of our physical bodies, to brush your teeth, to get rest, to eat healthy, to go to the doctor and get your physical exams. But we're not taught how to take care of our non-physical body. And energy is just as contagious. So a lot of times you'll walk into a stressful room where people have been fighting and you feel that tension. And if you don't, and some people, they work in a environment where people are very fear-based, whether it be a hospital or wherever it may be, where you come home and you feel exhausted and you know that you're not tired, or you feel that there's something that's troubling you, you might benefit, or you will benefit, from taking care of your non-physical body. And there's many different ways that you can do that, tools in your toolbox, as I call them, whether it be taking a walk in nature, whether it be taking an Epsom salt bath, whether it be meditating, going to a yoga class. There's many different ways you need to balance it out, because that's what it's all about, is balancing your physical and your non-physical. As we are born, from the time we're born to the time we transition, our environment of our life is constantly changing. You're always bringing new things to the forefront from your desires. You go from adolescence and you go through college, and then you're going to go get married. And there's always something that's always changing. And it's all about grasping that balance. And I call that journey surfing. You have to constantly ride the next wave and get to the next spot. So we think that we're afraid of change, but yet change is good. You just have to adapt to it and be able to go with the flow, or journey surf. And through meditation and other tools that Dr. Kimberly Friedman and I go through in this book, it is our intent to help you with that.
Did you mention the name of the book, too, so people know?
Sure. It's Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within. And I co-authored this book with Dr. Kimberly Friedman, and she wears many hats, from an eye doctor, yoga teacher. And in this role, she did past life regression counseling. And we would do workshops together, and I would do the channeling and she would do the past life regression. And we felt those two modalities really complemented one another. But what would happen is our clients would come back with the same questions. And after comparing notes over a period of time, and she's busier than I am, we're both very busy ladies between corporate America, doing spiritual service and family, we just didn't have time to take care of all these needs. So we decided to put our heads together and write this interactive workbook. So it's like a workshop and a little workbook.
And it's awesome because I've read the book and I've actually been passing it on. And Lisa's right. It's because it's not overwhelming. It's actually pretty small, and it gets to the point. You read it, it gets the point and explains. It's like in layman's terms, you know, so it's not all mumbo jumbo that you wouldn't understand. It gets to the point. And then I love the exercises. And I know that you mentioned some of the things that you suggest, Lisa. What are some of the other exercises that you find that you think people would find really helpful? Because there's a lot of energy work that's also done in this book.
Well, we start out with explaining that everything is energy, and we have people start to feel their own aura through breath work and just like falling into their energy ball. It's kind of hard to demonstrate through the radio. Mm-hmm. And then we get into a little bit of the law of attraction, and we have some law of attraction exercises with launching out what you want and doing things with pencil and paper and positive affirmations. And there's got to be, I want to say, about a good 5-6 or more different types of exercises there. And then we get into the maintenance and the cleaning and clearing of your energy and your fields. And we get into balance, of how to balance things out, as we were talking about with journey surfing. And we talk about nutrition and how important it is to nurture your body. And we have different exercises with that, with mindful eating, physical energy. We get into ethics, and then we connect it all together. But what we also did is up on my website, the www.2communicate.net, there's two free meditations, guided meditations that Dr. Kimberly Friedman put together for this exercise. Because we think meditation is key. And one of them is about 30 minutes, and the other one's about 8. And the reason for that is because so many people say, I don't have time. So I said, we put two of them out there. One of them is very small. So they'll be up there as long as I have my website up there. They'll be up there for people to use.
And energy work's really important. I've done a little bit of, in my last several years, and on my healing quest, my healing journey, I've done some energy work. So the energy ball, for anybody who might have be doing energy work, it's also qigong, you know, and it's basically just, it's like if you rub your hands together, it's a good way to explain it. If you rub your hands together really fast, you create this energy in your hands, right? So you can feel it. And as you rub them, and then you start pulling your hands apart a little bit, you feel the energy, and you just kind of keep waving your hands together, like you're going closer, like you're going to clap, and then apart and close up really nicely and softly, and feel the energy, and it kind of grows into like a ball, and it's kind of how I describe it. And that's very, very healing, and it kind of gives you an idea of how powerful our energy is. We are energy, right?
And it's all connected. All these different modalities are connected. When Kim would do past life regression, she would quiet the mind and they would go within. When I meditate and I try and connect to the other side, what I do is I elevate my energy level, but I quiet my mind and I elevate up. I believe that it's like a platform when you quiet your mind to do each modality, whether it be Reiki, whether it be channeling, whether it be past life regression. You all start from that same platform. Quiet the mind, relax, and then go where you need to go.
Exactly. And meditation is very, very important. I do meditation every day. I didn't because I never had time, but I found that by doing it, I'm much more centered. I feel more peaceful. And it's a very important practice to do. So, you know, find the time. You know, we find the time to do things that aren't as important. But it seems to do, when it's time to heal ourselves, we feel guilty.
Well, there's also the fact that you need to have self-love, which is really important. And a lot of people conditioned in our society, they don't take the time for themselves, like you said, or provide themselves with the forgiveness that they need to have self-love.
Exactly. Forgiveness, self-love, they all go together. Compassion for oneself and others, empathy, and they all go together. And that's part of the spiritual healing and the spiritual journey that we're on.
Here's a funny correlation with that, with the emotions and the feelings. In the spirit world, around holiday time, it was communicated to me that how spirit views the holidays and shares in the holidays with us. Now, everything is energy to them. The emotions are energy, and there are different levels of energy, each emotion, whether it be sadness, different levels of happiness, they have a different vibration and a different color. So when they were, imagine if you're in your dining room and your family is gathered for Thanksgiving, and then on the corner, in the top corner near the ceiling, you'll have your spirit, and they're watching each energy of emotion go up in a different level of light and color, and they watch the energy fireworks. And then they would laugh, and they would say some families are more colorful than others. So
I wonder if colorful means, like, you know.
Yes, it does.
More active, more crazy, more stuff going on, more anger. That's kind of fun. So we're getting ready for our next break, Lisa. And again, I'd love for you about how people can, again, get in touch with you if they want a session. And again, let's emphasize you do private sessions and you do group sessions.
This is true. I do standard sessions are be group or private. Private ones are done through phone or for Skype. You can get in touch with me through the website, www.2communicate.net. On the website, you'll see a place for group sessions. That will be standard, group, and private. And there's a calendar page which has all the public venues, like I will be there next Saturday in Tarpon Springs, the 21st of June, for a gallery channeling, which is a group setting.
So if anybody's in that area in Florida, I'm sure that you can still get space. Is that correct? If they wanted to
Absolutely.
Be part of that? Yeah. So, I mean, seriously, go. Because it's so fascinating to watch the work and to watch Lisa channel and hear and then see if it connects with you. And it's really fascinating. It's a lot of fun. And I'm Chella Zappia. You can find me at chellazappia.com and Facebook at Chella Zappia. And I just posted a new blog, and I try to keep them updated as often as possible. And as well, if you have any questions, please call into the show, and we will continue our conversation in a moment. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you or someone you love struggle with Alzheimer's disease or some other disorder? Many times, there is not an adequate support forum where you can learn from and discuss topics from top guest experts. Tune in to NeuroMatters, The Brink of Alzheimer's with Dr. Sam Brinkman. Although thought of as a disease that affects only older individuals, increasingly, symptoms are being found in people who are in their 40s and 50s. Get the answers. NeuroMatters airs live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Welcome back to Chella's Chat. And we have been having an awesome conversation today with medium Lisa Milliorasis. And we were just discussing the book that Lisa and Dr. Kimberly Friedman have written together. It's a really great spiritual interactive workbook, which I've read, and it is awesome. And what Lisa and I were just discussing during break really is that, you know, so for everybody to know, it's not just about spiritual channeling. This book is not just about that. It's really about healing in every level, because the exercises in it really help you focus, get centered, and heal yourself, and really healing yourself in every sense of the word. Lisa, could you explain that a little bit deeper? Because we really, you know, being health and wellness for me, how does this help people heal their whole body?
Well, everything is energy, as we said before, and people have been neglecting their non-physical body. And by getting in touch with your inner voice, you open yourself up for that platform so that you can connect to your higher self. You can connect to your spirit guide, or you can connect just to that instincts, the natural instincts that we all have. Because what happens, if you think about it, how many times, if you had trusted your first instinct, would you have made the right decision? But yet you overthought things, and then you say, oh, what about this? What about that? And you end up making a mistake, and you regret it later. So by getting in touch with your inner guidance, it's not, as we mentioned before, it's a platform. It's a platform to launch any modality, whether it be just to have an easier, joyful life and have less struggles, to clear up block energy that may be stuck within you, to focus on not attaching to drama. All these little things will help you in your life experience. And along the way, maybe you're going to connect to loved ones on the other side. It depends on your intention, and it depends on how frequently you practice the practice of meditating, of opening yourself up to finding a tool that you can work at that works for you in your lifetime. Because everybody's has different things in their life that they're doing that make it challenging for them to have time. Or that's what they say anyway, until they make the time.
I agree with you. Everybody has a hard time finding time to do things for themselves, I believe. And again, going back, especially I feel women, we're always so guilty. We're always doing for others. But for us truly to be the best that we can at anything we do, whether it's being a great mom or great spouse or great at work or whatever, we do have to focus on ourselves and heal ourselves. And if not, many of us end up getting very ill. And then, as I always talk about in the show, your body talks to you. Your body tells you what you need. You, as in my case, my body had complete breakdown, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. This, every part of me, we have it so years ago. And people that know my story know where that led me, which wasn't a good space. So I've had to spend these, and it takes time. I mean, it took time for me to get there. It takes time to heal that. It's not a one-day thing. It's a practice. That's why they call it a practice. Question I have, just something I thought was a little interesting. How can we connect with our loved ones on a daily basis? I mean, do they hear us whenever we try to connect to them?
They do hear you, and they hear your thoughts, and they hear your prayers, and they send you signs pretty much on a regular basis. But many people don't recognize those signs because they just dismiss them as coincidence. What you can do before you go to bed, because in your sleep state, when you dream, you quiet your mind when you sleep, and you go to an alpha state, and that's the easiest way for spirit to make their connection. It takes a lot of energy for spirit to make a connection because, as we mentioned before, they're dimensions of a higher frequency. They need to slow down their energy and make through to make the connection that we have here. We are all vibrating differently in different receptors like a radio, so it might take a different vibration for us to see something, to smell something, to hear something. But in dream state, it is actually the easiest way for them to make the connection. There is a difference between a regular dream and an after-death communication dream. So back up a minute. What you should do when you go to bed at night, try and have a quiet setting. Don't have the TV blasting. Do something quiet before you go to bed. Maybe say a prayer, read some poetry. I don't know. Whatever works for you. Put pencil and paper next to your bed and ask them to come visit you in your sleep. It might not happen the first time. It might just be patient, because by you wanting it so much, you're actually resisting it. Relax with it. Just put it out there and let it go. over time, I want to say give it like a month, you more than likely will hear from me. But what I'm wanting to tell you, the difference between a regular dream and after-death communication dream, a regular dream looks like you're watching TV, two-dimensional. An after-death communication dream, it's going to be more vivid in one way or another, whether it's something that you hear, something you see, a characteristic that they have. But when you wake up, you have that emotion that's extremely intense of love, of some kind of happiness, of some kind of joy, and it stays with you for the longest period of time.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. That's a great thing to do. So the pencil and paper are there just so you can jot it down because we forget our dreams so quickly.
Yeah. And sometimes you'll wake up in the middle of the night and it was so vivid and you'll just jot it down. Or when you wake up in the morning, you might want to jot it down because you have that clarity. Now, the after-death communication dream, you're going to feel that emotion. Let's say you got a hug. You're going to feel that hug, you know, all day, days. And then when you think about it next week, you can feel it just as strong. But by writing it down, it'll be more clarity for you. You'll feel better about it.
You also have told me when you were doing the reading for me that spirit was trying to get my attention through doing things in my home. So how are some things that spirit try to get our attention?
Well, they are energy and they can play with energy. They can work with turning on and off your lights and your TVs, and they can make smells. Like, for example, if you walk into a room and you quickly get the smell of your grandmother's perfume and it comes and goes as quickly, that's a form of after-death communication of them saying hello. Sometimes you turn on the radio and you hear the song that was so meaningful between you and your father, and that's a way of them reaching out by making those coincidences happen. They could even play with nature and butterflies and birds. I mean, there's many different ways that they do connect to you on a regular basis. And you think about it like energy. If it's some way that they can move something with an energy or a thought, that's how it's done.
I know, an example, you were telling me they were playing with my phone. And that night after the reading, I think it was that same night, I was nowhere near my phone. It happened two different times in the middle of the night. All of a sudden, my Pandora, my music channel on my phone, started playing just in the middle of the night. And my husband and I woke up and were like, what is that? And that never happened.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah. Spirit. So I was like, oh, I know what's going on.
Spirit's awesome. They can play all kinds of tricks like that.
Another question that's come to my mind is, are there times that people have readings and no spirits come through? And if they don't come through, does that mean anything?
Well, I haven't had any situation where no one has come through, but it's possible that the one they anticipated to come through does not come through. And I always tell people they don't get necessarily what they want, but they get what they need, because there's a higher perspective. None of this is up to me or them. You know, it's very organic of how it comes through, and it's directed by the beings above that know more than we do of what it is that we need. If your particular loved one doesn't come through, it doesn't mean they're in a bad place. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. There could be a million and one reasons why that happens. There is, believe it or not, life and what we consider jobs. I don't think they consider them jobs. I'd hate to say that we're working on the other side, but but there's been different times where someone may have been a counselor, where they help people decide how they come to this life again and what they want to learn. Others have told me they want to make people smile. My brother told me that because he was transitioned and I was upset and I was thinking about him. And I mentally asked him, I said, well, what is it you do over there? And all of a sudden I felt something move in my stomach, and all of a sudden I started to smile, and I hear him say, I make people smile. So yeah. There's different ways that they interact, and they have come through at different times. I've also had spirit come through as I was reading somebody and on a voice recorder say something. So things happen, from little things to big things.
Yeah, and that's so cool. It's almost like maybe if they weren't working their if they were doing their dream job over here or living their passion, perhaps on the other side they might be. So I think we should all live our passion, and most of that would be helping others or making others happy. And in the doing so, we make ourselves happy. So again, they come so quickly. Another break's coming, and Lisa, is there ways for people to get the book?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. The publisher is Balboa Press. So pretty much you can Google it and find it.
And what's the name of the book again?
Spiritual Guidance, trusting the voice within.
And how can people get, you know, if people are just tuning in, how can people get appointments with you for any kind of session?
Sure. Go to the website, www.2communicate.net, and everything is available there, from group sessions, private sessions on the group page, and then on the calendar page, you'll be able to see public venues and speaking sessions. Like June 21st, I'll be in Tarpon Springs doing a channeling session. And you can always email me, which is lisa@2communicate.net.
Perfect. And again, I'm Chella Zappia. That's C-E-L-L-A, Chella, like Marcella, .com, or ChellaZappia@outlook.com if you want to send me an email. And you can check me out on Facebook at Chella Zappia. And we are going to break, and we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction, with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
And welcome back to Chella's Chat. And we are getting near the end of the show, which, and for anybody who didn't catch the beginning of the show, this is my last live show for at least the summer. I'm not saying forever, but this summer. And I will definitely, you probably will hear me again on here. I'm just taking, I have some endeavors I'm working on, but my host page and all of my shows that I have done, if you've missed any, are there. So you can still go to Voice America and look up Chella's Chat, find the shows. You can also go to my website at chellazappia.com and continue to listen to the shows that way. And if there's any shows or there's any guests that you want to get in touch with, their information's always on the show when we talk, so you can still reach out to my guests. So I'm going to miss everybody for the summer, but I hope to be back. So we've been speaking to Lisa Milioracis, and it's been a really incredibly interesting conversation. I hope people are getting a lot of out of it. Lisa, just a few more questions. I had a question about, you talk about in your book about maintaining balance. What do you mean about maintaining balance, and what does that have to do with life?
Well, as we were talking earlier, we are not just physical beings, we're non-physical beings. So we have to take care of our physical bodies and our non-physical bodies, which is the maintenance part of things. But that also comes into play when you're dealing with change. We are dealing with change from the time we're born to the time we transition, whether it be just the going through the growth sections, whether it be infancy to toddler to adolescence to get married, you get the picture, all the way along the line. And then you throw in into the mix life event changes that happen, that you have to constantly feel like you're getting your balance. So the earth beneath our feet is never stable. So you need to be able to go with the flow. And I call that journey surfing. You have to be able to ride the waves of life and get your balance. So whether it be don't detach from drama, whether it be a practice of meditation, you have many tools that you can use that we talk about in the interactive workbook, Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, of what you can do to get your balance and have a more spiritual, easy life.
That's beautiful. And one other question that I have that I think people, if people are confused as to whether they should do a group, you know, a group setting, like, you know, get a bunch of their friends together, which would be a lot of fun, or if they should do just a single session for themselves, what do you find is the difference? What would people get out of it?
The recipe is the same, meaning that if you're coming to my house for dinner, I'm either making dinner for one, I'm making for 10, or I'm making for 20. I'm doing the same work. The difference is if you want to share your experience with somebody else.
Okay.
So in a group setting, you're sitting there with maybe 10 people, if you do a small group of 10, that you know, or maybe that you don't know all of them. You'll find many synchronicities, and not everybody's guaranteed that they'll receive something, but when they watch somebody else receiving, they're also receiving because they're getting an awareness and understanding. And if you have a small group of 10 and it's friends and family, they're hearing from your relatives too. So it's really a win-win. They're priced a little bit differently. So some people will find there's different options for everybody that they can use and that they find affordable.
Didn't you mention sometimes too, somebody you can channel spirit down and it could be a message and one person's like, oh, that's definitely, they know who it is, but it could actually relate to a couple people, right?
Yes. Yes. Spirit's multitasking all the time and they know, this groups of people that will gather at my sessions far before I even put the date out there. There's been times where I've had pods of people in a group, maybe two or three came together, another two, three came together, but these groups didn't know each other, but they had similar situations. And one of them, all of them have lost a child. In another one, they all had somebody that had a tumor. Or in another session, there had been like, they had somebody with the same exact name on the other side. So there was very interesting connections and synchronicities.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever do, you know, I know some people probably watch like the Long Island Medium, and she's also, you know, really good at what she does too. But I know that she can just be in a random place and she'll just, if she hears spirit talking to her, she'll go up to somebody. Do you ever do that or no?
I choose not to because I don't necessarily think it's ethical I would try not to. I don't do that now. There has been times when I was younger where something would happen and I would try and say something. But now I'll just go up and say, are you interested in hearing something before I would spout something out to them?
Right,
but
right.
I think it's good that she does her work. It brings more work my way.
Yes. Oh, well, exactly. So yes, this is true. And Lisa's, if you watch that show at all, Lisa's, I mean, that's kind of what you're going to get, but you're going to get it from Lisa, and Lisa's very, what I love about Lisa, she's gentle. She's kind. She's just, you are, you know, I mean, it's like, you explain things very well. I felt very comforted in the message. It's a really great experience. No, it's not. I mean, really, if anybody's interested, it's so awesome to have done, and it's so comforting afterwards that I really suggest it. So again, we're getting, ready for the close of the show, and oh, I can't believe it. What closing thoughts do you have, Lisa, that you would like people to know?
I just want them to know that their loved ones are still here and that they can connect to them at any time through prayer. And not to feel that they're lost and to try and connect with their meditate to get the peace that they need, whether they read my book or not, just to have a more joyful life by finding your peace.
Mm. And I love that. And perhaps even in that message, the message that death should not be scary for any of us, because it's really, really beautiful.
I'm not afraid of those on the other side. I'm more afraid of those here.
Yeah, this is true. I love that. Lisa, it's been so awesome having you on the show today.
Much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, me too. It's been so great. And it's been great for my quote unquote last show for the summer, live show, as I say. And this is Chella Zappi. It's been such a privilege to be on live with everybody. And like I said, I will be back and continue to get in touch with me and check out my website at chellazappia.com, Facebook at Chella Zappia, as well as just email me at Outlook, CellaZappi@Outlook.com. And have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Cella's Chat featuring Cella Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.